If you don't have a direct line to your clients and customers, you don't have a reliable way to make sales. You can't build a business on platforms you don't own and can't control, because at the end of the day, when an algorithm calls the shots, it's not a direct line to your people. Now, if you want a direct line, you need an email list, plain and simple. The best part is you don't have to figure it all out on your own. Enter the List to Launch Lab, my signature program that teaches my exact email system and blueprint for starting, nurturing, and monetizing your very own email list. The doors are open right now, but they are closing soon. Get started now at jennakutcher.com/email. You have the power to create a system that ensures the right people get the right message from your business at the right time. Join the List to Launch Lab today at jennakutcher.com/email before the doors close at midnight on May 22nd. That's jennakutcher.com/email. I cannot wait for you to start growing your list that you can launch to.
So I think too, with having these conversations, and even if they don't go well and you do decide to exit the company you're at, you have the ability to still inspire and impact people to also stand in their truth.
Hey, my name is Jenna Kutcher, and I am obsessed with all things business, marketing, numbers, and helping you to navigate both the messy and the magical seasons of this thing called life. I'm a small town mama who took a $300 camera, grew a successful photo biz, and now I work from home and run a 7-figure online business. I teach you the tried and true secrets to building a career you adore. Shy away from the real talk? No way. Money, hardship, growth, loss, and marketing are all topics we discuss here. Think of this as your one-stop shop for happy hour with a gal pal mixed with business school. Pull up a seat, make sure you're cozy, and get ready to be challenged and encouraged while you learn. This is the Gold Digger Podcast.
Finding a service solution that helps you better connect with customers and keep them happy can feel impossible. Like trying to remember the name of that girl you just met at a networking event. Was it Mia or Leah? Or could it be Sophia? Yeah, that kind of impossible. HubSpot's all-new Service Hub can help. Well, with the service solution part at least, it brings service and success together on one powerful platform for the first time ever. Between an AI-powered help desk and an AI chatbot that handles frontline tickets fast, you can scale, support, and drive retention and revenue. Plus, it comes with a customer success workspace that helps reps anticipate customer needs. With a full 360 view of every customer, your go-to-market team can keep a pulse on accounts before ever trying to upsell or cross-sell. And you know what that means? Better service and happier customers at every stage of their journey. Visit HubSpot.com/service to do more for your customers today. That's HubSpot.com/service.
Did you know that by the start of 2024, 53% of surveyed employees say that they're likely to leave their current company? And with that, 77% of surveyed employers struggled to fill open positions. So with that being said, why would we not be looking for ways that we can refine our company culture to maintain and attract top client? Today, I am bringing on my business bestie, my right-hand girl, and we're going to talk about the reality of transparency in business, where it is welcomed, where it shouldn't happen, and if you are someone who wants to keep and maintain the talent that you have on your team, this has to be something you're thinking about. And I'm so excited about this conversation because we have both experienced work cultures where we felt like we couldn't say a darn thing into a new way of doing business and essentially doing life together. And so I feel like this is going to be a very powerful conversation and hopefully help you think about transparency, not just in work, but in life, in relationships, and with the people that you are navigating it all through. So, are you ready to dive in?
Let's get into it.
All right. So you actually helped me come up with this topic idea. And I'm so curious why you thought this would be such a powerful conversation. Because the minute you said it, I was like, yes, let's talk about this.
So as you said, too, I feel like so much in career paths, we find ourselves in positions where we want more or we want something different, and we feel as if we're not able to truly have those transparent conversations. And so something that has been so beautiful about our path together for the last almost 5 years is that we've had a variety of points in our journey where we've had to have very open conversations around, especially my career trajectory and like points of the seasons of where I was and how that would impact the work I wanted to then do. And so I just think it's such an incredible topic because transparency is not a buzzword, right? Like, in my opinion, this is something that needs to be happening in all organizations. And as you said, in life, so transferable to both. But I think too, just the way in which we've been able to conduct that has been a reason, you know, amongst a variety of others, why I am still here today after almost 5 years. And so I want to share a little bit about that and how we incorporate that into our culture, because I think it can be so powerful for so many, truly.
And let's set the record straight too. Marissa was an entrepreneur before she joined my team. And this is the longest job you've ever stayed at, right?
So correct. That's like a big deal. Correct. It is a huge deal. I will tell you, I never thought in my life that I would be in a company still at almost 5 years. Three was my max. And at that point, I used to get like that anxiety of like, I need to do something new. And so, it has been an incredible experience in that regard as well.
Yeah. So one of the things that I think is so interesting and something that you and I have kind of talked about is that like over the years, we have been given advice, even if it was well-intentioned, or we've kind of been conditioned to believe that when it comes to your career and speaking your truth, you keep your mouth shut, right? You make people happy, especially women. We're people pleasers. We are yes girls. And I think what's so interesting is that there are legitimate fears behind that, right? Like that isn't necessarily just like, this shouldn't be this way, because for a lot of women, it could end their career. It could blacklist you from a company. It could change the industry that you're in. It could stall your development. And so this is like a real thing. And there are a lot of legitimate fears around that. And I remember when I worked for Target, you know, Marissa also worked for Target, so we have that in common. I remember when I started my photography business on the side, at first I was talking about it a little bit in the office, and very quickly I learned to shut it down. And it was really hard because for an entire year of my life, I was working this full-time corporate gig, having to be all in on that, going home, burning the candle on both ends. And I literally was leading this double life because I couldn't talk about my dreams, my aspirations, what I was excited about at work. And I literally remember one conversation with my boss. We were walking through the back room and I had said something about how I had booked a wedding. And she was like, well, is it on a weekend that you work? And that was where all of a sudden I was like, shut your mouth, Jenna Kutcher, you're done. And so it was so hard because it's like, I knew where I wanted to go. I also saw this plan in front of me. 50 hours plus of my life were devoted to this one thing that I didn't love any longer, but I couldn't talk about it. And in my book, I tell the story about jamming the laminator at work with this collage that I was making for my photography business. And I was doing it on a night shift at Target. And it was like the first time where I had to face the fact that like I was living this double life and I told somebody about it. It was our office manager, Kathy. But there was so much fear. And so I totally get that. And I think so many of us have experiences like that, where it's like you're living multiple identities at one time because where you're at and what you're doing isn't aligned with where you want to go.
I understand that too, especially in my time at Target, because I feel, at least there for me, that my career trajectory, and you've shared this before, was mapped for me. And in my particular organization too, it was that everyone wanted to climb that career ladder. So if you were to talk about, again, doing anything different or developing in a different way, that was looked very poorly upon. And I will never forget when I came to my STL, the store team leader, and was like, I'm ready to do something different. Like, I'm ready to go. And he was like, that's an incredibly huge mistake. And I said, we'll see.
Yeah.
And then I left. And you know, what's cool about that too, is we still have a relationship, him and I, today. And we've actually talked about that post-employment, and he ended up exiting as well. And actually, It was very validating in that he gave me kind of that kudos of like, hey, you kind of shine the light as to what it looks like to stand in your truth and to exit when something is not aligned. So I think too, with having these conversations, and even if they don't go well and you do decide to exit the company you're at, you have the ability to still inspire and impact people to also stand in their truth.
Yeah. And this is not a slam at Target, because Marissa and I both agree that we learned so much. Like, leadership development in that company is amazing. But I think it is interesting because it is so easy for us to be handed a path and to love and crave that certainty and that security that it brings us. But I think a lot of times with that comes us ignoring those like intuitive pings or those gut feelings of like, wait, but this wasn't my plan. Or what if I want my plan to be different? And so, I mean, I'm ordering an Instacart from Target right now. So we still love Target. Target, we love you. We're wearing our red today. Okay. So one thing that I think is really interesting is your journey through my business. And real quick, I'll give a 30-second snapshot. Hopefully everyone knows who you are and what you do at this point, because you've been on the show a few different times. But Marissa entered the scene when Coco was a teeny tiny baby. I was incredibly overwhelmed. She jumped in as an integrator. Our transition into that role was challenging. I had never had anyone at my right hand side to help me in that way. We definitely grinded each other's gears for a solid chunk of time before we broke through and just started seeing the light. And so we have had just a really beautiful, but not clear bumps road. And one of the things that I respect so deeply about even our relationship throughout everything is that we've had some really like tough conversations and also honest conversations. And so one of the things I want to kind of talk about is when you then went on to have your baby and you came back, you were kind of coming back into the business similar to where I was when I was flailing when you entered. And you come back, we're jumping into the book launch, something we've never done. It was a really big project across the entire brand. And all of a sudden it was like, is this going to work? And I literally remember exactly where I was when we had this phone call. I was walking on the side of the road at our lake house and we were just having this conversation. And so first, tell me how this conversation came up and then we can kind of walk through like how we approached it.
Well, I think if you've stepped into motherhood, you know that it's such an incredible transition. It's such a huge transition, and so much of you changes alongside where your values are. And the integrator role is such a robust and challenging and exciting role. And although it like hits so many of my sweet spots, coming back after stepping into motherhood, I just really decided that I needed to also step back. I wanted to look at a more part-time route. I wanted to be more focused in a specific area of the business versus having my hands in so many places. And I wanted truly that time back with my family and my little baby. And so when I decided to have that conversation, it took a lot of reflection because, you know, that was a big step to say, you know, you hired me for this position. We've grown so much. We've got our jive going on, but this is what needs to happen for me to step into this next season of life of what I really need. And so again, I had really reflected on how I wanted to approach that conversation with you. The other thing I'll say is I wanted to be very mindful of when we had that conversation, because, you know, you have to think through, are we in a live launch period? What is happening in the business around you? And then ensuring that like you actually pick space and time to have that you can really articulate and then think through what this transition could look like together. So those were some of the things that were going through my mind as I was thinking through, okay, how do I want to conduct this conversation with you? And then as you said, we hopped on the phone and I kind of laid it out. And I think I know one of the most beautiful parts about you, and again, our ability to have these conversations, is you have never been like abrupt in intaking that information. It's always been very approachable in that, okay, like, let's talk about it. Let's dream together. Let's make a plan as to how we can achieve this. And I think too, a lot of business owners, founders, CEOs may think about this for a second and say, I cannot add one more thing to my plate to think through or navigate this decision or transition alongside you. But here's the thing, you can actually encourage your team member, if this is something that they are wanting, to actually dream and to then start to map out their path themselves and to guide them accordingly. It doesn't have to be a lift on your end. And so I think that was one of the most powerful and extremely helpful pieces. And then we could start from that conversation initially to really putting the pieces in place to like take action to make it happen.
Hey, gold diggers. Lately, I've been getting excited to finish furnishing our new home, which is why I want to tell you about a brand that we absolutely love, which is Article. I have been a fan and a customer of Article for years. I'm always blown away by the curated assortment of furniture styles they offer. They have mid-century, modern, coastal, industrial, Scandinavian, and even boho designs. There is something for everyone, no matter your taste. In our last house, we had their sofa and leather chairs. At our lake house, we have their dining table and chairs. We also just ordered some of their outdoor furniture for our new patio. Like, if you can't tell, we are obsessed with Article. The quality and style are top-notch. Article's online-only model means that they can offer some great prices with fast and hassle-free delivery. Pick the delivery time that works for you, and they keep you updated every step of the way. Article's customer is also amazing. They're knowledgeable, friendly, and always there when you need them. If you're like me and you're itching to give your home a makeover, I highly recommend checking out Article. They believe in delightful design for every home, and thanks to their commitment to style, quality, and affordability, it's never been easier to transform your space. Article is offering our listeners $50 off your first purchase of $100 or more. To claim, visit article.com/golddigger and the discount will be automatically applied at checkout. That's article.com/golddigger for $50 off your first purchase of $100 or more. I know what it's like to feel completely thrown off your game because you're just not motivated or your mind isn't in the right space. That's why I'm thrilled to tell you all about Superhuman Activations. Now, if meditation isn't for you, you need to try Activations instead. Activations are a groundbreaking new type of audio that's this mix of a motivational podcast, cinematic music, and guided visualization. They are fundamentally different from meditation and a lot more exciting to listen to. Instead of calming you, activations are motivating, energizing, and transformative. You'll reach your goals faster, whether you want to earn more money, get clarity, achieve a health goal, or feel like you're reaching your highest potential. They're essentially a shortcut to get to where you want to be and the ultimate way to visualize your future self. And you can only find them on the Superhuman app. I use and love Superhuman and find myself playing activations several times a day, whether I'm baking bread, doing my skincare, or even when I'm in the shower. Superhuman offers something completely different to other apps out there, and I cannot wait for you to try them. Take advantage of their 14-day free trial and head over to activations.com/golddigger to start your trial and save over 60% off your membership. There is literally no risk. If you change your mind and forget to cancel after the trial, you're covered by their money-back guarantee. The discount is only available through their website, not the app store, so visit activations.com/golddigger now for over 60% off. Do not miss out on this crazy deal. They rarely do discounts and it expires soon. That's activations.com/golddigger.
Yeah, it's so interesting because I remember our conversation, and when you came to me, I was like, I remember exactly where I was at that stage of motherhood too. So it was like, I think it's less of like a boss employee transaction. It's like a woman to woman, mother to mother. Like, I get it. I totally get it. And what's so interesting to me and what I'm thinking about as you're speaking is like, so many of our team members, you've been here 5 years. Brooklyn's been like 7. Steph's been like 9. Like, we have a very veteran team. And I have just realized I care so much more about the people than the position. And when you were talking about, I need a different position or I need a different shift, I was like, dream it up. You know the business and I trust you to poise this position in a way that supports the business because you know it, that like you would never cop out or do something. And I think that that is where transparency is key, in the sense of, like, if someone is coming to you and they're already underperforming and you can tell they're tapped out and they're saying, I need something easier, you're going to know in your gut, this is not a right fit. It is time to cut ties. But if these are people who have proven their ethic and their support and they understand the vision, like, oh my gosh, what if they dreamt up something even better than what they're currently doing? And so I just remember I kept saying, I'm not afraid of this. I'm not afraid of this. Because you kept saying, like, here's this transition. I'm like, that doesn't scare me. This doesn't scare me. I think every time we've had these conversations, I'm like, I'm not scared of this. Like, let's see what it cracks open. And again, like, if you look at it, I think we have some statistics on how much entrepreneurs spend. Do we have that on here? Of like how much they spend or lose in training someone? Okay, yes. So if you think about when somebody gives you a 2 weeks notice, so these conversations can go one of two ways, right? It could either be it's time to, you know, cut ties, or let's figure out a different way forward. A lot of times 2 weeks is not enough time to fill that position. So now suddenly, if you're a small organization like us, you're running lean, you're likely as the CEO stepping in to fill in that role or figure it out. And there is a stat that says it costs an employer on average 33% of an employee's yearly salary for their exit. And again, sometimes that is absolutely inevitable. I think as a leader, you know in your gut. But in my opinion, this could be absolutely minimized or even eliminated if you invite open this conversation for transparency and you have a little creativity. And I think a lot of times entrepreneurs, especially when you are building out a team, you like have these very specific roles or titles in mind. And it's like, what if it was choose your own adventure in a way that benefited everyone? And so I remember that conversation. And so what we ended up is that Marissa proposed this different position in the brand that would just ultimately give her more work-life balance. And I saw the value and I understood it and the vision was clear. And so as we started that transition, we kind of recognized like, oh, this could totally work. And it did for a while, right?
It did. And I also want to bring up a point, because you're so right about being creative. And in our company, and I'm sure in many of those listening, we don't have a huge tier by tier, a whole developmental of like different titles. This is where you're going. And LinkedIn's actually 2023 Workplace Learning Report noted that 93% of organizations are concerned about employee retention. And like the number one way to improve retention is by providing learning opportunities. So how can you get creative with what those learning opportunities look like, what developmental opportunities that you can provide, and how you can expand their role? It doesn't have to be like we have a small but mighty team, and we can develop in ways that work for us. So don't think you have to be like big box where it's like all of these different series of steps that need to be taken. Yes. Again, getting creative to help someone escalate in a way or expand in a way that makes sense for both of you, I think could be very powerful too.
And I want to shout out to, like, I strongly love having a smaller team. And I will tell you, the listeners, every time I'm with my friends who have teams of 30, 40, 100 employees, they are jealous that we operate with about 10 core people. Like, they're like, oh my gosh, I remember those days. It was amazing. Like, so I just want to say, bigger is not always better. Especially when you're talking about these lateral moves, you are so much more nimble to make these shifts and changes than if you were dreaming of this organization that had all of these tiers, like Marissa was talking about. Like, our org chart is very, very simple, and that is intentionally set up that way. And so I just think it was so cool, because I wanted to honor where you were at as a mom. I could see this like struggle. And to me, it was like, I don't want to lose you. So how do we navigate through this together? And we did that. That led us to this last year. Now, I want to bring up one conversation that we hadn't talked about, but I think it's a powerful one. So Marissa flew to Minnesota in September and we went out for this amazing pasta. Shout out to Va Bene in Duluth, Minnesota. And during that conversation, she even feels comfortable to just share, like, I have this idea for something I want to do on my own, or I'm feeling pull in different ways. And like, we have such a transparent relationship at this point that like she has my full support. If you've been listening to the show for any amount of time, you know our amazing Kylie, who was with me for 4 years, launched her own podcast, Dark Down East, that is absolutely crushing it on the charts. And I always supported the growth of her and her independence and what she wanted outside of her career. And so it's never been this like scarcity place, but I love that conversation of knowing like what you are dreaming about in your life and also feeling transparent to share what I'm dreaming about with my life and business. And so it feels like when you have a team and when you build real relationships, ultimately you want what's best for people. And so having those conversations also allows you to not be blindsided, because I know so many people feel blindsided. And it's like, if you were having deeper conversations, things wouldn't necessarily be a surprise. What do you think about that?
I love that. And I will say great grounded leadership like that and you will always propel you forward, will always want to support your dreams moving forward. Those that want to hold you back or keep you in a place of a particular role because you are exceptional at it, a lot of times that comes, in my opinion, from ego and being afraid to relinquish because they're afraid of what it will look like to fail or to transition or to change. And so for those, again, leaders who can encourage that not only type of conversation, but trajectory, in my opinion, can open the door for so much more for both the company and the individual.
Yeah, I've definitely too had stages of entrepreneurship when it comes to team building where I felt like if this one person leaves, we are screwed. And that is not a great feeling as an entrepreneur. And I now feel like I have like a grip that is loose in the sense of like, I love every person on my team, but if they truly wanted something that was better for them, they could be replaced. And that's not said in a negative way. It's said in a way of like, don't ever feel like everything would crumble if you walked away, if walking away was right for you. And I remember even working at Target, having that fear of like, what would happen to my team? I love my team so much. No one can fill these shoes. And I literally remember going into my office to pack up my box and someone else had already moved into it. And I was like, that was how quickly I was replaced. And so I sometimes think being replaceable is a beautiful feeling of freedom so that you also don't tell yourself that you're stuck, right? And so it's this, you know, I hold the team loosely of like, I love this team and I would do anything to keep this team clearly. But at the same point too, I care about people's lives more than that. And so let's talk about the conversation that we recently had, because this is where it gets juicy. So Marissa transitioned into this new role. It was more part-time. She was owning strategic partnerships in the business. She was outside of the weeds of the day-to-day, though she did keep her finger in some of those just to help keep things moving. So what led to the next shift?
This might be one of my favorite conversations that we've had around this transition, because it was truly birthed out of an out of the blue phone call, which I don't know if I truly recommend. I think, hey, approach it and like plan a time accordingly. But I was just feeling this pull. We had just gotten out of like a large affiliate campaign. And I was just like, you know what? I really just want to talk to you about like what's next for me and like what I'm deeply desiring. And so I literally went to my backyard, took a walk, and gave you like a text, I think, that was like, hey, can you jump on the phone real quick? Like, I want to chat. And of course, you were like, okay. So we jumped on and I was like, look, I have to be very honest with you. I so appreciate you like honoring my last transition and honoring the fact that I wanted to do something different, but I am feeling like this is not, in fact, my sweet spot and something needs to change. Like, this is not where I want to stay moving forward. And a sense of me felt this guilt of, you know, you had already worked with me to get me to this next place. And we had tried and tested. And although it could work, it again just wasn't making me fully happy. I didn't feel like my gifts were being fully utilized. I think both of us can say like some of my sweet sauce, a lot of my sweet sauce is in ops in the business. And so I was like, I think we need to talk about what that looks like. The other thing that we haven't mentioned is that when I transitioned into this role, Jenna had to take on some of those integrator pieces because we did not backfill my position. We had hired some aspects out, and we had worked so hard for the last 3 years to push you up and back into that visionary seat where you needed to be. And yeah. So again, you have been
in the weeds.
You are back in the weeds. And I too felt that of like, that's not where you need to be. This is not where I need to be. I think we both have the ability to see that bird's eye view. And also in knowing each other so well, we can see when we're not truly thriving in the way that we need to be. And so that was a part of my thought process of like, okay, let's talk again about the next iteration of us and where I could potentially fit again to get us back to where we both need to be.
Gold diggers, we all know the B2B landscape can be a bit complex. From lengthy buying cycles to complicated decision-making processes, reaching your target audience can be tough. But I found a solution tailored just for you. LinkedIn ads. A whopping 79% of B2B content marketers say LinkedIn produces the best results for paid media. That's because with LinkedIn ads, you're not just casting a wide net and hoping for the best, you're strategically building relationships and driving real results. We're talking about a platform with over a billion members, including 180 million senior level executives and 10 million C-level executives. You are networking with the actual decision makers. And LinkedIn's targeting and measurement tools are specifically designed for B2B marketers, meaning you're not wasting time or money on irrelevant leads. In fact, in the tech industry, LinkedIn ads have been shown to generate 2 to 5 times higher return on ad spend compared to other social media platforms. Using LinkedIn ads allows you to stay ahead of the curve when it comes to industry trends and developments, whether it's finding the perfect partner for a collaboration or uncovering new opportunities for growth, LinkedIn can be your secret weapon. Make B2B marketing everything it can be and get $100 credit on your next campaign. Go to linkedin.com/goal to claim your credit. That's linkedin.com/goal. Terms and conditions apply. When it comes to content creation, you either do it because you love it or because you know it's a powerful business tool. Now, either way, it takes a ton of work. Whether you're building your website from scratch or struggling to manage payments, you need Kajabi. Kajabi is the ultimate one-stop shop that's been my go-to for almost a decade. Yes, nearly a decade. It's designed to help creators and entrepreneurs build thriving online businesses with steady recurring income. Whether it's blogging, coaching, or podcasting, Kajabi makes it simple to transform your passion into profitable online courses, exclusive membership sites, and so much more. Over the years, Kajabi has been my rock, from hosting my signature courses like the Pinterest Lab to handling transactions without taking a single penny of my money. That's right, you get to keep 100% of what you earn. With Kajabi, you get powerful analytics, simple payment options, effective email marketing tools, and beautiful website templates that you can customize. And here's a little secret. You don't need a massive following to earn a great income. There are thousands of creators on Kajabi who are making 6 and 7 figures with less than 50,000 followers, and you can be one of them. Right now, Kajabi is offering a free 30-day trial to start your business if you go to kajabi.com/goal. That's kajabi.com/goal. Join the creators and entrepreneurs who have made over $7 billion today at kajabi.com/goal.
Yes. And I honestly was excited by that conversation. And you know what I want to shout out to is that one of the biggest things that I love about our relationship is there have been times where I've given you feedback of like, I need you to log off. Like I see you on, like, I think there's certain team members where you're like, you need to be on a little bit more. With Marissa, I'm like, why are you on at 8 p.m.? Like you need to get off. And so what was beautiful is that so much growth had happened in terms of balance and boundaries. We also had transitioned to a 4-day work week with deep respect to that. Our team had really grown in just the expansion of boundaries and what that looks like. And so all of a sudden, you know, over the last year, so much had happened in terms of work culture where suddenly you were seeing it wasn't necessarily a role change that I needed. It was more balance that I was seeking. And you had found that balance. And when that balance was uncovered, it was like, oh, suddenly I'm discovering this isn't the role I wanted. It was really that I just wanted more time back, but we've got that in other ways. And I thought that was cool because I think a lot of growth had happened, whether or not we saw it in that way. And so it was like this beautiful, like, oh, wow, like the business and the culture has grown. Therefore, it doesn't necessarily matter what role I'm in, but I want to be alive and excited about what I'm doing. And I was so excited when you told me this, because when you were like, well, this isn't necessarily what I want to be, I was like, all right, let's dream. What do you want to do? Tell me anything. Like, you want to wear purple on Thursdays and do that? Let's do it. I just was like, so I don't know, because I'm like, we had already dreamt once and it was cool and it worked, but it was like, what's next? And what was interesting is we had that conversation kind of around October, and we were kind of just like marinating on it together and staying in communication. And I told you, start a document and just tell me the things you love doing, kind of outline like what your dream role would be. And I'll never forget, right before the holiday, so we were about to take 2 weeks off for the holiday. The whole team was blacking out. It was awesome. And I had this idea, this inkling. And I remember sending you a voice memo. I said, you do not need to respond until after the holiday, which for me is very hard because as a visionary, I'm a fast mover. But I was like, you need time and space to think about this. But I'd really thought about what would it look like for Marissa to come and be like my VP, like the person next to me, not the integrator, elevated up, like helping me run the team. Because as Marissa noted, when she transitioned, I lost that buffer, that person that was catching all the pieces. And I realized too that with my ADHD, one of the hardest things for me is to feel like I'm always forgetting things, because that is a feeling I live with every single day. And so not having that person catching it and organizing it and doing all those things for me, last year, I really did just feel like I was more in the day-to-day where everyone was coming to me and I was lacking that buffer. And so I was dreaming of this like new position where it was like Marissa's old job 2.0 slash do a flip change. Don't even recognize it. It's new. It's brand new. And it was awesome because I really just kind of like gave her this thought and then was like, you go sit with this for a while. And we probably didn't even really talk about it until like a month later.
Mm-hmm. Yes. And I want to note this too, because in all of these transitions, I want to be clear that they did not happen overnight. They did not happen in a month's time, 2 months. Yeah. These took time for us to truly walk through together, to plan out accordingly, to put pieces in place in the business, to be able to make it a reality. So I also want that like reality check to be clear too, because you are correct. We started talking in fall. You delivered that before the holidays. We met then in February of this year, then to really like solidify how we were going to make that happen. And then again, what needed to happen and then how we'd communicate that to the team and so forth. And so it was a runway before we were able to like truly put those pieces into place as well.
Yeah. And I love that too. And here's what I want to think about. Marissa, I was just having a conversation with one of my friends and she just lost an integral person on her team. And she was so bummed out because she was like, I would give her more money. I would have changed her role. I would have done all these things. But the second that person already was like out, and she's like, I had no idea they weren't happy. And when we think about not only losing people, but again, having to then fill positions, this friend of mine, it took her like 4 months to fill that position. And they were operating without that position. Then they couldn't find the right fit. Then they were paying a recruiter and all these different things. And it's like, what if you had had that conversation that maybe they could have stayed in the org and moved to a different spot, or like just different things like that. And so it's like, when you start to see how valuable people are, not just positions are, you start to get that creativity unlocked of like, oh, this could be like a game of Jenga in a powerful way where they can bring their gifts to the brand in a different way that could unlock something totally unique. And again, that's not going to be for every team member. Some you just got to like wish well and let go. But in my experience, I have loved dreaming with our team members and saying, what do you want? Where do you want to go? What do you want to try? What are you curious about? And so even watching my friend go through that, I'm like, that cost them a ton of money. That cost her a ton of anxiety. That made her feel really frustrated. And she felt let down that they weren't in a place to even have those transparent conversations, where she just felt so blindsided. And so I just think that, you know, having conversations of like, what are you thinking about? What are you curious about? What are you yearning for? What do you want to try? Like, what's something new? It can really not only open your eyes to like, what is my team member really thinking about in their life, or what are they contemplating? And also like, what could we even try in the business? Like, wouldn't it be fun if we just tried something different? And so I think that's really powerful.
And I think too, what a shame to lose that talent, to be in that place. And I think too, from the employee perspective, what a shame not to step into your truth and to be able to share that, to be able to stay in a place. And I will say, you know, there's that saying of an employee or a team member, whomever, will never care for your business the way that you will. And at the core, that may be true. But in my opinion, there are so many of us who care very, very deeply. I see that in myself. I see that in so many of the members of our team that we have, my peers. Yeah. And so I care not only so deeply for this business, I care deeply for you. I care so deeply for my peers. So why would I not want to stand in that truth and say, how can we make this work? And I want to mention this too, because this is probably another piece where people are like, you are wild. Why would you ever say this to your boss? But when we actually had that conversation in February, I also talked to you openly and transparently about the next iteration. And very much like you said, you've always encouraged us to follow our passions, to, you know, expand ourselves in whatever way we feel pulled to. And so I was very open about, you know, here is what I want to do now with you. Let's get back to the place we were. Let's get to the next level of growth. But I also want to be very cognizant of that this is where my path will take me next. But I will get you to the best place possible before I do take that exit. So when it comes, we are both prepared, and I would never leave you in a place where you were not. And so I think too, being able to say, I've got dreams, I'm going to go for them, but I also care deeply, and I'm here to get you to where you need to be too, so that we can both thrive together. And I do know, and I feel so lucky, I have to say this, that we again have this partnership and relationship where when that time comes too, I know that we will both be cheering each other on and be celebrating what we have done together. And I think that's incredibly beautiful as well.
Yes. And that's the thing too, is like, I don't know what I want to do 3 years from now. So how can I expect my team to know that as well? And like, that's where I love what entrepreneurship is like, it is this like fluid experience, and it leaves a lot of room for change and evolution and creativity. I think that's why so many people go into it and yet they somehow trap themselves in a state or a position where they feel like there is no other option. There are so many options. And I just think that's beautiful. And I love what you said too, because I think even when Kylie left, like she set us up so beautifully. She didn't go. She said, here's a 3 month like timeline of how I want to exit. And like, when you have those transparent conversations, you're not left in a bind. You're not left scrambling. You're left feeling supported. And you also like maintain the relationships that you built. And like, for me, like I genuinely care about my team. I want to be a part of their lives. And so it's like, you know, I was just texting Kylie the other day, and like, it's just such an interesting way where it's like, it could be one way or it could be the other. And again, this isn't for everyone. This isn't a blanket statement for every entrepreneur or every employee, but we wanted to kind of pull back the curtain of transparency. And here's what I'll say. And this is something that I love just in general in business, is if there is a problem, come to me with three options of solutions. And for you, I always feel like you always have some sort of idea. And so you can say, hey, I'm kind of feeling this way. Like, I need more balance. Here's what I'm thinking. And it's not this like wide expansive openness of like, this could be anything. And so if you are an employee and you feel stuck or whatever, present some ideas of how you could add value or how you could use your gifts in a different way. And even if your employer says, no, no, thank you, they're at least now aware of what's in your wheelhouse and what you're thinking about. Therefore, if an exit is your next step, they're not blindsided. And if there is other opportunity for you, it's likely going to open up because now you've put it out there. And so I think transparency is everything. And I think that it has allowed us to build this place and this environment where our team feels safe and secure in their positions, but they don't feel stuck. And I think that that is like the most powerful place to be, because you know that there are opportunities for you. You know that there are places for you to bring your ideas. You know that if there is a shift in your life, that you will be supported in that. You're not going to be left. And I'm proud of what we've built. I'm really proud of it.
I'm proud, and I'm proud to be here. I love that. And I think too, it's such a special thing that you have cultivated and that we've continued to just invest in. And again, our team, as we've said, is second to none in my opinion. And I think a lot of that is in part to the culture in which, again, that we have cultivated. And so I couldn't be more thankful, truly.
Well, guys, thank you so much for hanging out with Marissa and I. I am loving these episodes. I'd love to hear your biggest takeaway. Make sure you hit us up. And of course, until next time, gold diggers, keep on digging your biggest goals.
I'm over here giving you a virtual high five because you just finished another episode of the Gold Digger Podcast. Did that go by way too fast for anyone else? If you want more, head over to golddiggerpodcast.com for show notes and all the discount codes from today's sponsors. And if you're looking for a new crew of movers and shakers like you to bounce ideas and ask questions, be sure to join my exclusive community for gold diggers on Facebook. The link's waiting for you at golddiggerpodcast.com.
Hey, gold diggers. Lately, I've been getting excited to finish furnishing our new home, which is why I want to tell you about a brand that we absolutely love, which is Article. I have been a fan and a customer of Article for years. I'm always blown away by the curated assortment of furniture styles they offer. They have mid-century, modern, coastal, industrial, Scandinavian, and even boho designs. There is something for everyone, no matter your taste. In our last house, we had their sofa and leather chairs. At our lake house, we have their dining table and chairs. We also just ordered some of their outdoor furniture for our new patio. Like, if you can't tell, we are obsessed with Article. The quality and style are top-notch. Article's online-only model means that they can offer some great prices with fast and hassle-free delivery. Pick the delivery time that works for you, and they keep you updated every step of the way. Article's customer is also amazing. They're knowledgeable, friendly, and always there when you need them. If you're like me and you're itching to give your home a makeover, I highly recommend checking out Article. They believe in delightful design for every home, and thanks to their commitment to style, quality, and affordability, it's never been easier to transform your space. Article is offering our listeners $50 off your first purchase of $100 or more. To claim, visit article.com/golddigger and the discount will be automatically applied at checkout. That's article.com/golddigger for $50 off your first purchase of $100 or more.